This is your host, Michael Riversong, with the Tesla Academy podcast interview series. We're here today with CJ Fernley, right after a long and productive weekend at the Synergetics Workshop in June 2007. CJ, do you have any first impressions on the workshop?
It was an amazing workshop. We had a great group of people, around 30 people here in Oswego, New York. About 17 years ago, when I was reading Synergetics, I built my first A and B quantum modules. And Tom Miller has developed a system of mass producing the triangles to build A and B quantum modules. And it was the fulfillment for me of a 17-year-long quest to learn in depth and build the A and B quantum modules. It was absolutely, and I think everyone enjoyed themselves. We will have a report on our website as soon as I collect the photos and have time to put it all together.
That sounds good. Yeah, I was very impressed with Tom Miller's system, because the situation is it's hard to figure out how to build these models completely on your own. And I think he did an excellent job of setting up a procedure where somebody could learn how to do it consistently and in quantity.
Indeed. And then George Mokry brought his models of showing the embeddings of the platonic solids inside each other. We had a great discussion about how we might use the A and B quantum modules and other modules that Fuller introduced in his magnum opus Synergetics, all toward the goal of identifying nature's coordinate system, which is a key part of Buckminster Fuller's Synergetics, and a part that we were able to make big progress in learning about this weekend.
That sounds good. And we probably should explain what A and B quantum modules are, and in a larger context, what the value of studying Synergetics is.
Synergetics, in broad terms, is Fuller's system of holistic thinking. He developed it in two volumes. Volume 1 was published in 1975, and Volume 2 published in 1979. Both volumes are online on the internet. You can probably find it with a search for Synergetics Buckminster Fuller.
You don't even have to do that, because we have a direct link to that on the Tesla Academy website.
Great. The A and B quantum modules are developed traditionally by subdividing the tetrahedron, the minimal structure in universe with four vertices, six edges, and four faces, all equilateral triangles. And if you subdivide a tetrahedron into 24, well, they're identical, but half of them are inverse or mirror images of the other. So a tetrahedron has 12, call them positive A quantum modules, and 12 negative A quantum modules.
And I find the tetrahedron is a vitally important concept to grasp, because it is so fundamental to so many processes in the universe. For example, it seems to have quite a bit to do with how gravity works, and some scientists are researching that as we speak. It also has a lot to do with what you might call metaphysical, or in some schools of thought, non-material constructions as well, as in how people relate to each other, things like that. And it has a lot of importance in how chemical elements combine and react with each other. And we're finding more and more uses for the concept in chemistry all the time.
One of the truly special elements of this year's workshop was bringing together these 30 people, each of whom have taken a different approach and a different direction into developing and applying Buckminster Fuller's Synergetics thinking. Sherry Clark was here, and she described how she's applying Synergetics a social synergetics in the criminal justice system.
That was some particularly exciting work in the social sciences with Ms. Clark, and there were several other really compelling applications that I think will have a lot of implications for research in so many fields. Now, I tend to be obsessed with gravity research, and Fuller commented a lot about gravity in Section 500, but in order to understand any of this, we still have to go back to the basics, which is building these models. Now, one thing that we mentioned in an earlier conversation that I thought was an especially compelling idea is you were talking about sustainability versus regeneration.
Yes, I think there's a lot of talk these days. Sustainability's become a buzzword. It's very popular. But when I go back and I read Fuller, he talked about eternally regenerative universe. And I combine that thinking with the second law of thermodynamics, that all systems have a tendency to burn out or run down. And what Fuller pointed out is that change is normal, and that in order for universe to continue to carry on, it actually needs to regenerate and rebuild itself, and not always in the same old ways. Sustainability, to my ears, sounds like a perpetual motion machine, a physical impossibility. And I think going back to Fuller's concept of regenerativity and how we should think about environmentalism in terms of what processes can we develop that will allow us to eternally regenerate universe, that's the key.
From many viewpoints, that's the application of human intelligence to good stewardship of our planet, right there. And I think it's also an important concept for a lot of inventors to get, because many inventors are hung up on this perpetual motion sustainability idea, where if we look more at concepts that involve regeneration, we may get closer to ideal energy production systems.
The Earth has regenerated so far, has sustained itself so far, because of the cosmic energy input from the sun. Without energy in the form of the sun and human engineering and activities, there is no sustainability. And it's our choice how to try to regenerate. It's an active process. It's continually changing. It's not going to be the sustainably sameness, it's going to be varied.
That's a great point, and I hope that some inventors that I know will listen to this several times and really catch this concept, because I think it involves a way to produce much more useful inventions along these lines. We have to wrap up here at this point. Could you give us the website and also any final thoughts that you have?
Well, the Synergetics Collaborative has been around for about 5 years now. Our website is synergeticists.org, and you should put a link up on the website because that's hard to hear with all those S's and so on. We're going to hold a major symposium in November. There's already information on our website. The symposium is going to be on synergetics and morphology. It's being held in conjunction with the Phylomorphs group that was associated with Arthur Loeb, a crystallographer's work, and Stephen Jay Gould out at Harvard University that ran for about 30 years until all the principals died. And we're trying to revive that. We're all also co-sponsored by the Edna St. Lawrence Nature Lab at RISD, Rhode Island School of Design, and the event's going to be November 3rd and 4th, 2007.
That's going to be an exciting event. I hope to be there myself. We'll see what happens on that. And thank you very much, CJ, for all your help in putting this together and keeping the website going and in keeping alive these vital ideas that Fuller put out so eloquently in Synergetics.
Thank you.